Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities. This week, we're talking about generational syndromes.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, maybe more than the occasional F word from Sictoria. Put your headphones in or don't listen to it around your kids. You know the drill, people. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
Here we are. It's daytime.
Yes, here we are.
I was listening back. I started to listen to the toddler episode because we're trying to write this book.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I thought, oh, I've already written all the stories that yes. I, I'll go back and listen to it.
Yeah, good idea.
And we were like, that was in our first daytime one.
Oh.
Yeah.
We did this at like 8 o'clock at night. Yeah. It was freezing.
It's cold enough now. Oh. So anyway, not such a novelty to do it during the day now.
We don't want to talk about lockdown and everything, but we do have to say that we are in it Melbourne. Okay. So, but we know when this comes out, anything could have changed. Yeah, so that's all we're going to say.
We're sorry, we stopped talking about the weather, which also was not applicable by the time the podcast came out, and then we started talking about COVID, which also is not applicable. So you'll know, you all watch the news.
That's right. If you're in the hangout, we can keep you up to date, but we're in Victoria, in Australia.
At the moment, stage three lockdown.
Yeah. So I'm grateful to be here.
Yes, and that's right. We can still work.
Yeah, Principal Hose will be back next week.
Yes, year 8 coordinator. I got the mug out.
Oh, did you?
It's like, this mug's coming back, baby.
I was like, I've got to have a new menu for the canteen. Honestly.
We got another week school holidays for those of you not in Victoria.
Yep.
So we've sort of, I've just been not avoiding thinking about it.
Yeah, like, same. This is what happened last time too. And then all of a sudden, boom, we're in it. Yeah.
I know. But last time we didn't know how shit it was, and now we do.
Now we do, but so. No adrenaline.
No, got like, nothing to help us through.
I'm not setting up the trestle tables. I'm not getting out the puzzles, nothing. I'm just like, how's about those iPads? So adrenaline, Mandy, gone.
No, there's none left.
Minus adrenaline.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not even an adrenaline to cry really about it. Just,
we're just deflated balloons now.
However, thrilled that Daniel Andrews spoke again about our families and keeping specialist schools open at this point in time.
Well, as long as we're in stage three and all children with additional needs. So if your child's
in mainstream
any sort of educational support. They can go every day or some days.
People were texting me, oh my gosh, Mandy, this is awesome. And I was like, it wasn't us.
This is from AMAZE and the Association for Children with a Disability. We just want to say that. It was not Mandy and Kate.
We do not have that power. We would like to, but no.
But we just talk about it and you've heard us.
That's right.
You may not believe this, Daniel Andrews doesn't listen to us.
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. He's missing out.
Poor man. Oh, no.
Do you reckon he's had a day off since this started?
Nope.
He looks tired
He does look tired.
I know.
Yeah, I feel worried.
Yeah, he needs a day off. ScoMo's had some holidays.
Yes, sure has.
So surely Dan can.
Anyway, let's stop there.
We have got a third microphone.
We do.
We're just excited to see a person, so we're chatting.
Took us about half an hour to get started. Anyway, we will let you introduce yourself. What's your name?
My name's Jodie.
Oh, welcome, Jodie.
Hello, Jodie.
And I've known Jodie for what, maybe 20 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we will start off asking questions. Oh, yes. You ask the first one, Kate.
So the first question we ask of everybody, do you have a song or group of songs or an album or music that pumps you up or helps you when you're down?
When I'm up, I'm a big streamer. So I love putting in a playlist that I have not created.
Ooh.
I look at sort of the 80s and the 90s. Whack it on, something fun. I love singing with my girls, dancing in the living room, and doing it together.
Yeah.
So that's our thing.
Yeah.
So when I'm sad, I am a churchy, I will put on the worship stuff.
Yeah.
And that helps me stop feeling sorry for myself and looking at the crap and helps me get out of that hole.
And think there's something greater.
Or just to remember that this is not all there is in the world right now.
Yeah. So it's good. What's your favourite Christian music then?
I don't really have one. I'm really bad at that. I don't have a favourite artist anywhere.
Do you like Shine, Jesus, Shine?
I actually,
she might have missed that.
I missed that.
No,
I only became a church girl when I was 18, so I missed all that stuff.
She was more shout to the Lord, probably.
Oh, shout to the Lord.
No, shout to the Lord had already been
right.
gone.
Right.
We are. Do you remember Mandy, the Darlene jacket?
Yes.
That's when I sort of came on board. So 2001, early ooze.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? Jacket. You can bring it back because, you know, it's like a cob loaf. Some people think it went out of fashion. It didn't.
No, that's
and
right. Bring
it
back.
You can bring back Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Jodie and I were in a small group together.
Yes.
For a couple of years, weren't we?
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is sort of like a coffee group or book club. But you,
but you pray. Yeah. And you talk about your faith.
Yeah.
And
you just share, really, don't you?
Yeah.
It's just a group of people that you can lean on and chat to and learn about. And it's good.
Every week.
Mm. Yeah.
And then, yep.
So when you think about those things, because I know we think about sports clubs and all that, but everybody's support structure has been taken away during this, and it was just starting to come back a little bit in Victoria. But I know my mum, she's just like, oh, I hate the weekends because that was church.
Yes.
And, you know, it was some sort of
place to go where she belongs.
She hasn't been since March or whatever.
Yeah, it's not the same on Zoom.
No. She's not going to do Zoom.
No.
No, she's not Zoom church. Sort of a gal.
Anyway, let's get back to Jodie.
Let's get back to
Hi, I'm Jodie.
Okay, my question. Did you win any awards at school?
Mm.
Yes, I did. In grade 6.
Huh? Yes.
I earned the DJ award.
Oh.
I was.
I didn't know there was a DJ award.
Oh, yes. I was a pea shoot. So my school days weren't fabulous. So they allowed me to man the office during lunchtime. The secretary was only part-time, so I used to take the calls, do the messages, and do the bells and the music. And so I used to choose all the music, and that was my job for 2 years.
Right.
So I was DJ.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then in high school, the syndrome I was born with can come with educational delays and all that kind of stuff. So when I was in year 12, they gave me the Citizenship Award because they saw that I was a decent human being and that I saw everyone as equal and I saw a need and I filled it without thinking. And
nice
they
award.
Saw that. So yeah. With everyone else's, you know, A pluses awards, yes. I get the yeah, but decent
that's the
award.
That's the award that counts.
That's the award that counts, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
How did
yeah.
you feel when you got that?
I was quite shocked because as I was walking up to get the award, the person who I'd known all my high school years, one of the teachers, he went on to speak about me. And what he said in front of the whole school community, because people used to throw food at me, so I was yeah. not Miss Popular.
Mm. Yeah.
And what he said, and he meant it, sort of, okay, you get me, you saw me.
Yes.
Was really special.
Mm. Yeah, see special teachers.
Yes.
They're game changers.
He's probably yeah. still there. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. That's a
good teachers
story.
Tend to stay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, that's a beautiful award.
That is a beautiful award. We're all for those awards.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
You know, it's just grade 5 maths award. They can go suck it. As far as
totally.
Meaningful awards. That's all
Meaningful
I've ever said.
Awards, yeah.
yeah. We're okay with that. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Definitely.
And why are you a P or a P friend?
I am a P. I have two beautiful little girls who I call my angels. Mm. One is 8 and one is 5. Yeah. And they have the same syndrome as I was born with,
yep.
Which is a rare syndrome called Larson's. So I'm the mum of two beautiful girls who have additional needs.
Yep.
Okay. So,
and did you, are you an only child or do you have siblings?
I'm one of 4.
Right.
So my dad is the carrier. It's a dominant,
right.
Has a dominant gene in the syndrome. My dad carried the gene. He was only affected a small amount.
Right.
None of my sisters are touched.
Right.
So the 50-50, I got the gene.
Right.
And you can also get it a tiny little bit like my dad had it, or yep. you can get the full gamut.
Right.
So I was quite seriously affected.
Mm. Yeah.
So basically the syndrome is called Larson's. It's rare. Basically deformed skeleton. Every joint, ligament, tendon is weak, fractures, breaks, bits missing, too many bones here. Basically what can happen is, what happened to me is you dislocate constantly and your body slowly breaks down over time. My diagnosis was by 35 I would have no use of my legs, arms or the control of my neck.
Wow.
Also respiratory, hearing, the list goes on. I wasn't affected by the heart. Condition that you can have with it. My eldest child is off the scale. Luckily, doesn't have the heart condition.
Yep.
And my youngest is slightly less than me. So
right.
we are full of therapies and treatments.
Yes.
Yes.
But luckily, nothing life-threatening. So with the respiratory, you have to be on the ball.
Yeah.
But as mums of these kids, I've learned how to trust my gut and I've never been wrong.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
So true.
Yes, and because you've lived it.
Yeah, totally.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your childhood then, if you can.
Yeah. Look, it was...
Did they know the syndrome or did they have to find it?
They found it when I was around 18 months.
Right.
Things weren't developing. I couldn't crawl, I'd just roll.
Yeah.
They started with dislocated hips. My face, they thought I had a cleft palate at birth. So they knew things weren't quite right. At 18 months they found and diagnosed a student, actually found it.
Wow.
And then I was appointed to orthopaedic surgeon and a plastic surgeon who are now the surgeons of my children.
Just
amazingly.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that was a nice little reunion there when they walked in for the first time. One of 4 girls, family business, it's the 80s.
Mm.
Disability is a dirty word.
Mm.
So, look, my schooling was hard.
Mm.
Teachers were kind, but it was a very much a get used to it.
Mm.
The bullying, the harassment, the making fun of, being set up mean tricks, get used to it. You're a nice girl, you know, you'll be right. That was it.
Wow.
They really didn't even know the word resilience. They just assumed you had it, didn't they?
Yeah.
In the
80s.
Oh, and
that you had to just get it anyway, too bad.
There was no counsellor coming to have a chat with you.
Holistic treatment did not exist.
No.
So, and I used to go to hospital and have surgeries and I'd come back and I'd be covered in plaster on my face and my legs and all sorts of things. My dad didn't believe in a day off. He also had the syndrome and he went through the same life worst in those days. So for him it was why not, which, you know, it wasn't harsh. It was just how we did it. Kids were kids in those days. That followed me in secondary school. So it wasn't great. I was depressed very young, but then in those days children cannot be depressed. So slap on a smile and get on with it was basically it. My family are lovely. I have the most amazing extended family as well. They just didn't know. They just didn't know. They did their best and they did really well, you know, constant treatments and surgeries. And my poor older sister, who was only 14 months older than me, was left with an aunt and, you know, had to make do while mum was in with me. Dad was at work. It was really hard for everyone.
There's no NDIS then.
No, absolutely not.
Respite, support workers.
Your mum was not getting any help.
That's it. So it was what it was. And I learnt how to be my by myself. And just basically shut down everything else because you had to. Really, I think I was about in grade two when I just went, okay, it hurts. The rejection hurts, so you turn it off.
I don't want that anymore.
I've been with the syndrome, they basically reconstruct you. So my feet have been done, my face, the only original parts of my face are my eyes and my ears. They use different parts of your body to create your face. It's plastic as you grow. Once it's stopped growing, they wonderful surgeons at the Children's Hospital basically created me. But they couldn't fix the dislocations and the joints, and so I look completely normal, just my body didn't play ball. So that was, you know, it. So a lot of surgeries, a lot of dislocations, a lot of wheelchairs, a lot of all that stuff.
And does it still happen now?
No. That's where I suppose they scanned my body that many times and they can't find anything other than the bolts in my body that hold the the bones that they're placed in there. They can't find anything wrong with me. But that's just, you know, that's what happened for me. I can walk and I can hold
a pen.
And I
I've watched you walk.
I can wipe down my bench without my hands just hurting so badly. So, and I used to not be able to sleep at night because the pain was so bad. I used to dislocate a dozen times a day. But then I thought that I would be fine to have babies. I was told not to have babies.
Who are you? Who told you that?
Genetics. And
how did they say that? What? How do they deliver that news? What do they say?
I was 16.
Right.
Sitting in genetics once a year. And they said, look, we can have babies. They probably won't survive to birth. And then when they're born, we don't know what they're going to come out with.
Right.
So, and then this thing happened to me and I was fully convinced it would be fine. And then I had a baby. Well, I had the 20-week scan and then it all unraveled from there. Because the syndrome is a lot more is known about it now than it was 30 years ago. It's still very much an unknown and they're still learning. So that's just how it was. Hard to hear at the time, but with the upbringing I had, the rejection, so much rejection that I had, there was no way anyone would want to marry me. So that was my headspace for years and years and years, even until I met my, you know, the man I married. You know, so that was never going to be an option anyway.
You didn't think about it.
I digress slightly.
No. I think that's,
it's all part of the package.
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah, because I know anything that happens to you as a child, you know, I don't know, I have a friend whose parent told them, oh, you're just lazy, but they didn't mean it. But this person really can't handle that being said to them now.
Right.
You know, so that's just one line.
Yeah.
You know, so.
There's a trigger there.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
If you're.
Hundreds.
If you go to school and people reject you, of course you're going to think, well, no one's going to love me. Even though that's not true.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I still have social anxieties.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, even when, you know, Mandy and I were meeting at the small group, that was the first time I actually hung out with people my age.
Yeah.
You know, they were either my nurses or my doctors or my friends who were not my age. They were way older than me because they're the people that accepted being under. I knew how to speak to them.
Yes.
So, you know, I was learning as an adult how to do all that stuff.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, so well, you probably spent a lot of time around adults.
Yes.
As a child. Because you were in hospital.
Yeah. And in and out of hospital.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got. So, you went to uni though, did you?
I did. I did. I have a double degree, a Bachelor of Music and a Bachelor of Arts, and then I've got a graduate diploma in education on top of that.
Yes.
So the dumb kid, and so dumb.
Yes. Amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm hearing impaired and I was not there a lot and the learning disabilities they didn't realise and, you know, there was a lot in the way. But in those days you were either smart or you were dumb.
Yep, so true.
So, and again, that follows you. So
yes.
I don't think that anymore.
No.
No. Yeah. And I think, oh, sorry, I don't know if you'd be able to hear
there's
that
a lot of thumping.
That's okay. I have two children.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like they just wait till we record, though.
It
I
doesn't
don't know.
Matter.
It's quite bad. It's made me lose my train of thought today.
Oh, my goodness me.
I don't know.
I remember when my girls were going in to have surgery and you messaged me and said that you could remember your mum sitting by your bed being so tired and...
She slept in a chair. She didn't leave. She wouldn't leave me, which was great. And the one day she was offered a bed, I freaked out because for years and years and years she'd been beside me. She'd sit in a chair.
Yeah.
And going into surgeries, they used to let her leave her handbag because then I knew she'd be coming back for me.
Oh, Jane.
So
goodness.
That was, you know, no matter how many times you go into surgery.
Oh, yeah.
That same anxiety and is still there. And I knew the surgeon since I was months old, but still I needed to know my mum
would be coming back.
Would be coming back.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is a beautiful story.
And she knew to do that.
Yes.
She knew. She was there every moment of every.
Of course she was. She wouldn't leave.
Yeah, no. Everything. And had three other children. You know, that's
how do you think she did it?
Oh, you just do it.
Yeah, that's right.
She's got sisters who one particularly took the kids and, you know, that's huge. And I'm aware that would have had an impact on my sisters. And again, I can't take, you know, I can't wear that too much on my heart.
No.
But, my mum made it work.
Yeah, she did. What a woman.
She is.
Yeah, and she taught you how to be a great mum too.
Mother's Day, of course, we were in COVID and I didn't have my kids with me actually on the day and she sent me a bouquet of cupcakes.
Aww.
And a card that said, we love watching you as a mum because you love your kids and you are their fierce protector.
Oh, beautiful goodness.
And for the journey we've been on, there's been highs and there's been some lows.
Yes.
And mum and dad, that was from both of them, and they could see.
That's beautiful.
Yes, my goodness.
I always come back to my obstetrician saying to me, you know, when I had the twins, every child's born into a different family.
Yeah.
Don't feel guilty.
Mm.
You know, it's just different. Like my boys don't know any different. Of course, my older kids can remember, but it's still, that's what it is. That's our family now. And if one child takes more time and, you know, same happens when kids get into music though, or really good into sports. Like I think we beat ourselves up about things, but I've got friends who like one child's into gymnastics and they're taking that child for 27 hours a week.
Yes, that's true.
And
Kate.
None of us are like, you know, oh, you're spending more time with that child because that's what that child's passionate about.
Yes,
so
that's interesting.
You know, we just...
Not anymore, though.
We judge it. No, not now. Now everyone's on the iPad.
Everyone's acing TikTok.
Your finger gymnastics are going really well.
Okay. how silly.
We did get the totem tennis in the front yard.
Oh, yeah.
Saw that.
Set it back up?
I set it back up. Okay, well, it stayed. Yeah. It stayed up.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, but the boys were there when I got home from work today, and now we just call it the tennis court.
I love
we're
it.
Like, oh, so good that we spent this $26 on the tennis court because it's really...
Before they sold out and came up.
It's really paying off. People said we wouldn't get use out of a tennis court, but we have.
Oh, wow.
We really have. Anyway, oh, we digress.
My goodness me. Oh.
And so when your baby was born, what was the scenario? Was it a cesarean or a vaginal birth? Or
was she early or what?
She was late.
Yep.
So they weren't worried about her inside? Or?
No, she was calm.
Right.
At 20 weeks, they found she had both feet with club foot.
Yep.
Yep.
Quite severe. And the douchebag they brought in at my 20-week scan after they found the club foot came in and said, yes, yeah, she's got club foot, but she'll also have lots of different things that will be quite horrendous and we won't find out until she's born. Thought what? He knew everything about her syndrome. He knew nothing because he was talking to the master.
They just always go to worst case scenario.
Did he ask you about your history? Or?
No, he knew I had the syndrome.
Right.
And he came in for his expert opinion. The poor midwife took me aside and just apologised profusely.
Yes, this happens.
Yeah. So she was supposed to be born with all these terrible things. She was beautiful.
Yeah.
2 days of birthing, she was just chilling out.
Liked
way.
It in there.
How did your body manage birth?
It was fine. It was fine. Nothing different. I purposefully went to Box Hill. I didn't want to go to Royal Women's because I knew they would see my file and I'd become someone's paper.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's interesting.
Yeah. So went to Box Hill. Of course, I was high risk and I had scans left, right and centre.
Yeah.
But it was as normal as you could possibly be. She came out club foot. You could see that there was some face stuff. She looked like me, basically. But, yeah, she was beautiful and no need for any extra care at that point. And I think day three, the plastering began. So, but the actual birth, we didn't, was nothing unusual from anyone else. My second, she was born not breathing, so that was a different story.
Yep.
But for my first experience, to have her on my chest was awesome.
Yes.
You know, I was scared to look at her feet for a while.
Yes.
But it was lovely. You know, I remember they put her on my chest and I said hello to her and she lifted her face and then put that.
So beautiful.
You know, I missed out and I mourn that for my second child.
Yes. Yeah.
But I'm lucky that I've got it with one. Some mums never get that. But
yeah. But you got it. It's nice.
You got it. Yeah.
You
deserved it. Special. Actually. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. In a moment you didn't think you would have.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. It was. Yeah. Bit nervous, but as everyone is.
Yeah.
That's right.
I just sort of let the situation be what it was and it was fine.
Yeah. Mm. And so she had plasters on her feet.
Yes, plasters on her legs. And then it was one of those situations that every time you go, they find something else wrong.
Mm.
So within the first week, she then had a hip brace on both legs with plasters.
Yeah.
And that was the case for 11 months.
That's a long time.
Beth, still to this day, her feet isn't responding well to the treatment.
Right.
Yep.
She's still plastering, still surgering.
Yeah.
So she's really no different.
Mm.
And then, of course, we found out she had 2% hearing. We've had some surgery, so now she's got much more with hearing aids. And then we found out respiratory-wise she would never feed.
Mm.
So the lovely local midwife told me I was starving my child and a competent mother. Went straight from that appointment to the children's hospital and my beautiful orthopedic physio said, what is wrong? Told her what happened. She ran out the room, walked in with a lady, said, this is your new maternal health nurse.
Oh.
So they've got my back.
Yeah.
So that was sort of the experience of the first week or so.
So did you try breastfeeding?
Tried. Yeah. She looked like she was feeding, but she wasn't getting
anything. Yeah.
They thought she had a submucous cleft palate. The answer is we still don't know.
No.
And today, picky eater.
Yeah.
I just run with it now.
Yeah.
And that foods episode you did, oh, my gosh, I've relaxed.
Yes, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I've let it go.
Good.
The lunch packing is so much less stressful.
I'm glad I don't have guilt.
No. We're all going to get together.
We all get together.
Game changer, that episode.
Oh, I'm glad because food. I think it's massive.
It is. And actually.
And it feels very silent.
A lot of people really responded to that and continue to, who've never told a soul.
Yes.
They just feel guilty about what their kids eat.
Yeah.
And,
because everyone judges everyone.
Everyone judges everyone.
The society we live in.
Yeah.
I don't know how we've got time to judge people. We're just so busy. Some people have got kids at 27 different after-school activities. And
how do they have time to
work full-time and they still got time to see what's in your kid's lunchbox?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they're the people that I say that have too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
I don't have time to judge that in my friends or anyone.
They don't get it. They never get it. So I just don't care no more.
Yeah, good.
Nah. No. Look, the first week of Amelia was no sleep. She couldn't sleep for more than 20 minutes day or night.
Yeah.
For months and months and months until we got into a sleep school that Mandy used to work for.
Great.
They were changed my world in many ways.
It's a pretty great
so
place.
So it was a trudge. It was hard. She had poor Beth was so stressed. She had two hernias by 4 weeks old that needed surgery. It was just
far out. You had a real baptism of fire, didn't you?
Yeah. It was full on.
Yeah.
And they ended up organizing someone to drive me in and out of hospital because I was that tired.
Yes.
I was dangerous on the road.
Yes, 100%.
That's right.
Yeah. It was a bit of a blur.
Yeah. Mm.
As, you know, for all of us, that time is a bit of a blur.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a coping mechanism too.
It is.
You don't need to think about all that stuff again.
Yeah.
You were there in the moment and you were really present for your child.
Totally.
But does it...
There's videos and photos to prove it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, I've even looked back on videos. I'm like, oh, I actually sound quite bright.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's a surprise to me.
But inside...
Yeah, I felt like I was dying.
Yes, but you don't share that with the kids and you don't share that with the people around you.
No.
As much as actually what's going on inside you.
Yeah.
And also you are in a, you know, maybe in a dark place, but you're also... Wow, I've got a baby.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
Yeah, I got this
and
awesome
she
baby.
She was just divine and beautiful.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And she's a gift.
Yeah, and I think because I was a pea, so much of me and my 20s was taken up by I was my syndrome and that's it. That was my identity.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm desperate for my girls not to be the girls this is. Larson's Piper, and this is Larson's Piper too.
Yeah,
and that's how they identify themselves.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, of course you do.
So, from day dot, really, really trying to see past it to see who they are.
Yeah, of course.
As you do, but just I think people. It was just a bee in my bonnet. From
of course,
good bee, you know,
and you were a leg up to some of us.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't have that lived experience. To advocate from the very beginning probably more than you knew that you were doing.
Oh, look, but also what happened is because my social world was so small, it was pretty much non-existent, the hospital became my world. The nurses and the doctors and all the specialists became my friends. So I found that for a stage there, it was all about the treatment and it was all about, because there was nothing else in my life.
Yes.
And they were the people who were caring for
me
because they were the people who were around because I was not home. I remember Beth was constantly getting pneumonia and constantly getting the flus that we'd get to the car park and she'd crash again and
turn around.
We'd go again.
Yeah.
You know, so
did you try any mother's group or anything? Or
I did,
play
and
group
still
or?
in touch with the girls, and I'd just go after. I'd have an 8 o'clock appointment at the hospital, and come back to the screen, back to the burbs, and sorry, I'm late.
Yeah,
because I was desperate to have as much of a normal experience as possible.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So, and that's the extent of it. Yeah. And those girls, we still have our catch-ups and stuff to this day.
Yeah. So oh, good on you, because that's not easy to stay in those groups.
Oh, look, she's older than the other kids because I just didn't have time.
Yes.
And I was emotionally not able to do it.
Yes.
So she's a bit older than the other
kids. Yeah, but that's okay. Oh, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's good to have local people around.
It's really important.
Yeah, it's really important.
And people that I know that the motherhood journeys were different, but you're still new mums.
Yeah.
You're still, which nappies do you use?
Yeah.
You know, all that.
Where'd you get that cute outfit?
Yeah, you still, you want that experience, and everyone else talks about it. It's on TV shows, or they tell you that's what's going to happen before you have a baby. Yeah. So,
and because I am a P, it wasn't as raw.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't as foreign.
Yes.
The treatments weren't. They were exhausting and emotionally, you know, the guilt. Mm. But because I knew it so well, I had the same surgeons and
I just think that's a beautiful part, having the same surgeons. Tell us about that.
That was so lovely. 3 days old and we walked in for our first lot of plastering. Prue, our orthopedic physio, was there and, Leo will be in a moment. And I stopped. Leo? Is this Leo Donnan by any chance? Oh, yes, yes. Do you know him?
Yes. This is my body.
And Leo walks in the room and, of course, sees me, jaw drops. No way.
I know.
Oh. So, my girls love him and he loves them. And it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Same with our plastic surgeon. You know, I got in trouble from my plastic surgeon for not letting him know when I got married. You know,
I know. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal, you know. And his daughters who I've met, you know, their bugbear was on his desk, there's a photo of you, not us. So we're invested and that has made it so much easier. So if there's anything wrong, they will always, I'm a bit lucky that they will get back to me.
Yeah.
And they will make sure that I'm okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, they really care people. About you.
Mm. Mm. They do. Mm. And so then what's the age gap between your girls?
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Mm. But because my eldest is failure to thrive, you would think they're twins.
Right.
But things are improving and Beth is growing now.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
Yeah. What's been the difference, do you think?
We've had, I suppose I've relaxed about the eating.
Yeah.
And letting her lead.
Yeah.
The food stuff more and she's maturing.
Yeah, well, that's right. They get a bit older. And,
it's still.
It's a very hard thing to do.
It is.
Let them lead it when that means that they will eat one grain of rice.
That's
tough.
And, you know, on days that they've had a bad day, you go to that favourite meal and you don't question it.
Of course.
Okay, tuna mornay again.
Yes.
Yep.
You 100%. Just do it.
Yep.
They've got food in them.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
Get those calories, calories.
Even last night, Molly went into her bedroom. I brought her dinner around in and I fed her.
Yeah.
Because she disappeared from the table.
She's tired.
She's tired. I said, just a few more mouthfuls.
Yeah.
What, doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Who cares?
No.
No.
Nobody cares.
No.
Yeah. She's improving. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is good.
Yep.
Slowly.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your youngest daughter and what happened at her birth, if you can talk about that.
Well,
you don't have to.
Rose, I was pregnant, of course, when I was in with Beth sick in hospital.
Yeah.
It was a fairly normal pregnancy. We got to 20 weeks and we got the all clear. I was a nervous wreck.
I bet you were. Yeah.
Then Beth got sick and she couldn't get out of hospital and Rose stopped growing because of my stress.
Mm. Well, you don't know.
You don't know. You don't know.
Don't blame yourself. She started again. So I blame
that.
Anyway, she started again. So I was told you're going to have a very small baby.
Right.
Turns out she was ginormous in the end because she started growing
because
Beth came home it was all right.
I'm not saying you weren't stressed, but we just don't want you to blame yourself, even though we do it all the time.
Yeah, that's right. We don't like other people doing it.
No! That's what I mean. I don't want to stop you from saying your truth.
Oh, no, I'm sure you're stressed.
Yeah.
Look, it was ridiculous. Yeah, I had I had the nurses on ward, you know, wanting me to nick into Royal Women's to get checked out because they were concerned I was going to go into labour and all these kinds of things. Her birth was easier than Beth's. I birthed her. They put her between my legs and she was blue. And they hadn't said anything, and I said, something's wrong. I couldn't touch her. I couldn't touch her. And something's wrong. No, she's fine. No, something's wrong. And they grab her and they take her across the other side of the room, and it's silent. And I told her dad, you stay with her. You do not leave her side. And it was the longest time, and then there was a cry. She just wasn't able to breathe. They got her breathing. She went into special care only for a few days because she picked up really well. One of the guys in the special nursery came over and said to me, we think she's got the syndrome. And I said, no, she hasn't. She's fine. No, look at her nose. She's got the syndrome. And I said, she's just been through the birth canal. You leave her alone. Just a little bit prickly at that point. And turns out he was right. I was wrong. But the lovely thing I like to think about is apparently once they got her breathing and they took her straight into another room and put her into the special nursery, is apparently she didn't stop crying until I walked into the room and she heard my voice. As soon as she heard my voice, calm as calm. So, and then, of course, everyone left me and said, feed your baby. And I'd been reading books and books and books because I desperately wanted to feed my own child. And I had to ask the nurse, you know, can you show me? It's your second baby. Yes, it is, but can you please show me
every
how?
Baby. Yes. The babies don't know how to do it.
No.
It's their first time.
I know.
That's so right.
She grabbed me and, you know.
Yeah, manhandled those.
Manhandled? Hello.
Yeah. Woman handled? I don't know.
Come on. Put that mouth. Shove it on with the special K lips.
But then, and it was a bit of a stop start. I was so stressed. So my milk was just not really existent. And then she found she had hip dysplasia as well. So she was in the brace and then her legs went limp. So she lost all feeling in her legs. So they had to take her out of the brace and then they put her back in the brace and out of the brace. And when you know those braces, the way that you breastfeed completely changes.
Yes.
So after like the third time we got to 5 months and I just said, look, I can't do this because I was doing with both of them. I was feeding as much as I could and then I was bottle feeding and then they both had ridiculous reflux. I'd have to sit them up and stay up an extra 20 minutes and then try and feed them again.
That's exhausting.
It was like twins for both of them.
Yeah.
And I just went to the bottle and just went, you know what? I just can't.
Yes.
Can't.
Good. How did that feel?
Disappointing. And then in a recent boob check, my GP said to me, wow, you must have been awesome at breastfeeding. Look at all your milk duds. And I went, but that's okay. I don't know why that stuff stays with you because it's just so insignificant because we have formula.
Yeah, we do. Thank God. And that's what it's for. And
without
it feeds babies.
Formula, I don't know what would have happened. So
the truth is, I must look at the stats again, but it's not actually that high, people that are feeding when their babies are 6 months old. Australia has one, I think, I know all the midwives will be yelling at me now, but I think they've got a high uptake of breastfeeding, but not necessarily a continued uptake.
Right.
So you shouldn't feel guilty. Other people aren't doing it as well. And look, I'm all for breastfeeding. I fed my babies, right? But I just think, we don't need that guilt. It's really easy for someone else to say who's not doing it, you should be doing it. You can't do it. Your
breast
baby's in
best.
And out of hospital. Yeah, breast is best. You know, fed is best, which is should be the signs everywhere, you know, because we just want babies fed.
Oh, look, my youngest, you put a plate full of vegetables in front of her, raw vegetables, they're gone.
Yeah, amazing. So,
and both of them got the same treatment. So
yes, that's right.
They are all individual.
They really are.
It's just you do what you need to do. They're fed, they're growing, we're happy.
Yeah.
Did you feel a little bit more relaxed second time around?
Yes. By that stage, Beth has never really been on any chart.
Yeah.
So by that time, that chart meant nothing to me.
Yeah.
So, and I was confident with that because I felt supported by the paediatrician.
You got a big team. Yeah.
Who all communicate, thankfully. So, yeah, with the second, I wasn't as stressed about it. I was stressed for... There's a picture of my eldest and she's a skeleton.
Yeah. It's very confronting.
And I can't look at that photo.
Yes.
And I was worried that that was going to happen again. And I didn't even realise how bad she was until I saw the photo afterwards.
Yes.
So that was in the back of my mind.
Yes.
But, yeah, they're both – well, my second is, no problems with food. She's a normal five-year-old who has favourite foods and she eats vegetables, so I'm wrapped.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
I know. I'm so happy with
that.
What? I know.
It's a shock.
Talking about thin children, we don't see a lot of them, right? So we see a lot of, lovely chubby babies and little chubby toddlers running around. And I remember, I'm sure I said this in the food episode, but my pediatrician said to me, go and look at photos of kids 40 and 50 years ago.
They were skinny.
They were skinny.
Yes.
They ran outside all day.
That's right.
It's like and their they legs, didn't look have at lots their legs, these big shorts, these tiny little legs.
Yeah, right, he's right.
And he's like, we've
I don't think you've said that before.
Oh, okay. Well, he said, we're so used to actually children now are much more bordering on being overweight. Right? So then that becomes the middle of the chart because that's how they do the chart. They just go, here's 100 people. 50% weigh this, 30%, 40%, and that's the middle. That's what they decide is normal. It's not – the chart changes every 10 or 15 years.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying, if I'm making sense here? So I have that trauma too because I, think, have I done enough? Are my children healthy or whatever, but which they are. But then, he was always like, well, that this is our society that says this is too thin and, we don't go on the chart either. We don't care about
charts. I'm glad I'm not on a chart.
No.
Pandemic chart.
All I say is I'm average height. After that, I don't want to talk about them.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I don't know why we do all that too, but I think it's something about feeling like we're failing to feed
it's
our children.
Yeah,
there's all those sayings. You see a chubby little baby and you say, oh, he's doing well.
And so that failure to thrive title.
Mum's got the full cream milk.
Yeah, you got the chocolate milk.
Yeah, all that. And I know that's our... We want to feed our babies.
Of course. And it's hard not to take it personally when it
really
doesn't
work.
It's
really hard. And people say things. People love to make comments about children's being underweight.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
And you can stop saying that, people.
Yeah. And just look back in the photos from 1930.
Yeah, go back.
Look, I knew when she was starving.
Yeah, okay.
She
gave
her the formula
different.
Bottle and she wouldn't even drink that.
Yeah.
But they couldn't work out why.
Yeah.
And you'd be... My mum was sitting beside me and she tried, she's had four babies.
Yes.
She knows what she's doing.
Yes.
And then we'd go into to see the pediatrician and she said, feed her. It's like, we've been trying.
Yes.
Let me have a try. Boom, she drinks.
But
I was starving my child.
Well, you weren't.
I weren't starving, but who else is responsible? I'm responsible. There is no other person responsible for getting liquid into this baby.
Yeah.
I know, but the baby, even though they don't have the ability to say they're responsible, you can't.
Well, it's kind of the one thing they can control.
Yeah.
They can't control where we go, what mum's going to dress me in, when she's going to put me down to sleep, but they can close their mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a very complex thing.
Yeah. Nothing worse than that little mouth putting their lips
and shaking
together
their
and
head.
You're like, what are you doing?
It's their one thing they can do.
Yeah.
And then when they can't do it, it's a cycle. If they can't feed, they can't sleep.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you get into this vicious cycle. For us,
all
it was 18
intertwined.
months.
Yeah.
It's that constant battle.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you have another baby and they do it and you're like, ah, oh, wasn't fucking me in the first place. It's just this kid.
Totally. No, look, you know? it is what it is. But the great thing is that my bond with my children is so strong because yeah. you're there every single moment and you are the advocate and you hear me roar, baby.
Yeah.
Because I've been there yeah. and because I've had people try to take advantage of it.
Yeah. Yes.
Before, that's what I love. My girls snuggle in so close and they know yeah. that I'm there and yeah. there's not a question.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm divorced, so my kids spend time with their dad and I don't feel threatened at all by anything to do with any, you know, relationships he has with anyone because my girls, I have.
Yeah.
We are.
You're a team.
We are a team.
Yeah.
We are our little community and we've got each other's backs.
Yeah.
And other parents don't have that like we do.
Yes.
And
it's
that
true.
Is so great.
It
and
is
I
so
love
great.
It. And yeah. I love it for them too because they need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have the amazing gift of growing up with someone who actually understands.
Yeah, well, literally they're doing the same surgeries as their mum did.
Yes.
So when my eldest especially, you know, she's got to get her first plastic prosthesis put in her nose and she was really hesitant.
Mm.
I showed her the photos and I spoke to her about it and she was getting closer and closer to being better at it because she was flat refusing.
Mm.
And I spoke to Tony, our surgeon, and he said, no, we're going to be the heroes. We'll wait for as long as possible because it's about stretching the skin so
right.
when she's older that we've got skin to form a nose,
put right.
a nose yeah. for her. We want to be the heroes that she wants it and
yeah.
we're going to be the heroes that give
yeah.
her that answer. And then she asked me, so what's the surgery like, Mum? What do you do after the surgery? And I said, look, you are sore and there was some plaster and there's some tape on your face,
yep.
but you get to eat all liquid. Like the nurses used to go down and get me sundaes from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Hello. All of a sudden, she's ready for this
yeah.
surgery.
Yeah.
You know, ice
it
cream
means
and all
a
these
lot.
Wonderful things.
Yeah.
You do what, and, you know, all of a sudden she's ready because there's some silver lining and she's
yeah.
seen the photos. And I said to her, look, Mummy is what she is because this guy, you know, really cares about me and he cares about you.
Yeah.
And it will be okay. We will do it together.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, so when's my surgery next?
Yeah. Tomorrow?
Awesome.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yep.
yeah, it does help. I've got
100%.
A bit of a special advantage as a mum in that space.
Yeah.
And also McDonald's helps.
It really helps.
It's so good that is in that hospital.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Although my mum and I were part of the no McDonald's.
Really?
Well, the
tell us.
Yeah, they had a news report about it. And,
yeah.
And interviewed by mum. No,
I remember
it's not very
people
good.
Being interviewed. So.
Right.
But don't worry, that was my very special treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
And thank goodness it's there because it's about those kids have enough to deal with.
They really do.
Give them a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing makes me happier than putting a nugget in her mouth.
Totally.
After her surgeries.
Yeah.
And I've sat down in that McDonald's with really good friends of mine going through unthinkable things and bought them a cheeseburger.
Yes.
And watched them eat. And I thought, when was the last time you ate?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Calories, calories.
Yep.
Yep.
There's been amazing special moments at that McDonald's.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Mm.
All for it. So, and what about like with the future? Like, do your girls go to, now do they go to mainstream school? Do they have ed support or?
They're in mainstream.
Yep.
We've started in mainstream. My eldest is now starting to come into her own. The first 2 years were hard.
Yeah.
She was 2 years behind, is only 1 year behind now.
Wow.
So she's getting there. And the person who's in charge of all the kids with additional needs, she's recently moved on, which breaks my heart, but she was fabulous in she knew my kid.
Mm. Yeah.
She knew my kid. So when Rose started, she would be in there with all the meetings you have. So she's so supported.
Yeah, awesome.
And any teachers who lack the knowledge of what to do, Adele was able to walk beside them a little bit more.
Yeah, so good.
When maybe the language that was being used maybe wasn't great.
Mm.
Educate.
Yeah.
So that's worked thus far.
Yeah, good.
And we're just riding that wave and just see how we go.
How's that been being a teacher as well and being a mum? How do you manage that? Like when you know the inside workings of schools and...
It's been okay.
Good.
Because I know what's important and what's not.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I'm a teacher. Yes, I teach how to read and write and get through the curriculum that's appropriate, that's deemed important in different areas of knowledge. At the end of the day, my job is to help people get ready to be amazing people that contribute to the community.
Mm.
The end.
Mm.
So that's what a teacher does. Mm. When you talk about your favorite teacher, they don't tell you about how they taught you this and taught you that about a subject. They taught you how to be an amazing human being because they were.
That's true.
That's so true.
So that's my job. Mm. So I'm going into those meetings. I know at the end of the day, if for whatever reason they don't get A pluses, it doesn't matter. That's not the goal. That's not the aim. So for me, that I still cry in every meeting.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. And I partner with the school because I know how important that is and what a benefit that is for me to be able to speak into the classroom.
Yeah.
But also for them to teach me how to do the things that are really going to help at home.
Yeah.
So it's very much a team effort.
Mm.
So I've gone from having the books thrown at me to let's sit down and do our homework. Yeah. Okay, bing, bada boom, it's done.
Mm. Yeah.
So awesome. It's been a journey.
And it was in the pandemic time, which we're still in, but.
I was the one crying at the nacho bin lunch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, look, but that was good because then I realised, okay, back up.
Yeah.
Let's just chill out. And we went to the 2 hours of learning.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And how good was that?
Oh.
And I must say, having this like P community around me at that point, everyone was like, yes, let's just do it. It doesn't matter. And all the emails coming in. And I just want to thank every teacher because I didn't reply to all of them that said, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. That's kids go around Australia for a year and come back and catch up. Please stop worrying.
Yes.
And I think that was really powerful. And I've now going into it next week. And I think Buzz and Woody will be going to school a couple of days. Well, who knows? I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that.
Just see what
we're just going to see what happens.
Yeah. Going, yes.
Otherwise, you know, we've done the sparkling remote learning. Yes. We can do it again. Yeah. And I just think now I have that mindset that whatever we do. We get what we get and we don't get upset. I'm not having everybody crying every day.
No.
The girls' school was brilliant because I was that mum crying to them on the phone nearly every day.
Yeah.
Mm. And they wrote specific things just for my eldest particularly to get through. And if that didn't work, then that's fine.
It's fine.
You know, and they enabled me in that rather than me feeling like I was being naughty.
Yeah.
And I was able to share that with, you know, people with kids that don't have any additional needs. And
that was struggling too.
That really helped them. My girls will be going to school.
Yeah.
On the days I work.
Yeah.
They sat me down during last remote learning. It was quite interesting. They literally came and said, "Mummy, sit down on the couch," and we all sat down together and they said, "Mummy, we love you, but we don't want you to be our teacher."
Well, fair enough.
You're a great mum.
Yeah.
But no.
And we know your actual job is teacher, but still no.
Well, they got really specific. They said, you know, you're really good at teaching music, but primary school is different.
Yeah. Well, it is.
It is different. And pandemic is different.
Pandemic.
Yes. So, yeah.
You know what's really interesting? So scholarships in her first year of uni has gone for one day. And... Because of pandemic.
It's not funny. It's
and
terrible.
I know, it's terrible.
One day of uni.
So, but, and she's got a group of friends that were quite academic and a whole lot of them are, what do you call it, deferring the next semester because they can't do it.
They can't handle it.
They can't handle it. These are 18 and 19-year-old kids who've...
got ripper TERs.
Yes, and they're called ATAR now.
Sorry.
But have worked hard in their life. They all have part-time jobs. I'm not talking about kids that have just had it handed to them either.
Yeah.
So they're thinking, oh, no, we can't have another semester of Zoom.
Yeah, so what did the grade 2 think?
Yeah, so And I, you know, she said to me, you don't get a chance to defer in grade five or year eight. And I thought, no, they don't.
That is true.
You know? So,
I'm out for a year.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of deferring. That's what I'm saying. I'm deferring the pandemic and then I'll be back.
Imagine.
So I think I'm going to be so much gentler on myself and my family this next remote learning. And I know the school's going to be too. Like they just, by the way, we got it sussed. They had my back. Even today a teacher rang about something about last term and she's like, you know what, if this doesn't work, if we can't find the work, I don't mind. I just don't mind. It's not worth stressing about anything anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
It's so true. We're all just, whatever.
It's just well-being central.
Yeah. I was in a staff meeting yesterday and the head of my department said, the directive from our principal team is keep it simple.
Yeah.
There was too much last time.
There was.
We've got all the feedback and we're acting on every single one of them.
Great.
So it's keep it simple.
Yeah. And that's no reflection because no one knew what they were doing.
It's not a classroom. You've got parents trying to work from home. You've got siblings everywhere. You've got brothers and sisters.
If they could just have had a video in my house. People would have died.
I just think all the houses are just hilarious, you know?
Yes.
And I was on the phone to someone the other day and he was eating and I said, are you right? And he's like, I'm so sorry, but I'm about to go into a Zoom. So I have to eat to you now because you can't see me. Yeah. I just thought, this is who we are. Yes. Everything's changed. There's no rules.
No.
It's just crunching away in my ear. And it's not a person that would ever have done that.
Yes.
It's like, I'm like,
you got to do what you got to do.
We're all coping.
Well, I hope it's more gentle on you this time.
Look.
Both ways, being a teacher as well.
Yeah. I'm going to be gentle with myself. Yes. I think I have to be.
Yeah.
Because last time my sister called me yesterday and said, I'm just calling just to check up on you because, you know, you were really not in a good place at the end of remote learning at last time. And I went, yep, I've got everything in place.
Yeah.
And I hide a lot. I think every pea shoot learns how to hide.
Yeah.
So I'm still very good at hiding. Mm. So you probably have to slap me around a few times over the next few weeks to make sure that I still am being gentle on myself.
Yes.
Yes.
But I think, as like you said, we've done this. We know not to stress about them.
Yeah.
And your kids will be fine.
They'll be fine. And I think and sorry for the rest of you in Australia that aren't in pandemic, but our brothers and sisters the rest of the world are. So,
yes, that's fine.
But remember last time people were like, I'm gonna colour code my wardrobe and I'm going to make sourdough. And not a whisper has been said of that this time. Not one person is like, oh, this lockdown, I think I'll do the garden. Nothing.
Nothing.
Everyone knows it takes all your strength to stay
home
and not be with your people.
Yes.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's just all fine.
Just to sit down with the kids and watch a movie.
It really, really is. I was like, right, we need to find another series to watch that we can watch every night. Yeah. And, you know, it's just
some lightheartedness.
Yeah. I thought Russell Coit, he was pretty funny. I reckon the twins would like him.
Yeah, you might.
Watch it from the beginning.
Mr. Bean.
Yeah, Mr. Bean is a ripper.
Yes.
Yep. So funny.
Funny, and just things you can laugh at.
Yeah. My husband said, obviously I knew Mr. Bean, but he was like, you know, for the deaf community, you don't miss anything.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So good.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, because he got every joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Very minimal dialogue.
Yeah,
very
well. That's right.
That's good.
Your girls might like Babysitter's Club. Have you tried that yet? Or
I haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah, it might be a smidge old. I don't know, but my girls loved it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might watch it first. We'll see how that goes. But my kids are really loving. We have a rule in our house that all devices, including mummy's, are off when we watch a movie together.
Yeah,
so my girls absolutely love. One of them takes my phone off me and puts it on the
side of the room. I love doing that.
And we get the blankets out.
Gorgeous.
And they just love snuggling in. And that is worth so much more than, you know, getting your full days of school done in.
I really want to do that.
So embrace it. You know.
Yeah, we like standing up for a whole movie. Are you going to sit down? No, really transfixed.
Oh, don't worry. My girls decide that they're halfway through, they decide they're going to be lions and they pounce on each other. And that
it's not as peaceful as it sounds, people.
Or they talk the whole way. What do you think is going to happen, Mum? Yeah. Why do you think that happened? Well, if we just listen, we'll find out.
Yeah, I know. We can rewind. Let's just go back and watch it again because everyone's been talking for the whole 5 minutes and I have no idea who that guy is either.
just say just the relaxing thing of the girls snuggling in?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
no, but there is a moment of that.
But even if it's 3 minutes of snuggle, it's pretty nice.
Yeah. Can you tell me how you've managed NDIS? What?
Look, I'm self-managed.
Yeah.
I have basically muddled my way through it.
Yeah.
Because, again, I'm a pea shoot.
Yeah.
Therapies aren't hard. Yeah. So, and I'm a, you get a bill, you pay it.
Yeah.
So I've been able to do that. I've only just, a few weeks ago, we had dinner when we could Mandy out.
Yeah.
And there's a lot I don't know because stuff was going on in my life that I couldn't focus and learn everything there was to know about NDIS when we got our first plan and our second. We're about to go in for our third.
Yeah.
With the first one.
Yep.
That I didn't know that there was such thing as a support coordinator.
I know.
And I now have one.
Yes.
And
she is and a really good one.
Yes. So we are about to I'm about to learn a whole heap. But turns out I didn't stuff it up, which is great.
Good.
Oh, that's always amazing. Great. Isn't it great?
I think the first plan, you just get through it. Like for me.
Second blown.
And then you get better. You get better.
Yeah.
You start to know the language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're in the midst of trying to get home mods done and 2 years later and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
It's coming. The tap's coming.
Someone asked me the other day.
My new support coordinator.
Because people listen to the episodes from ages ago and then I'll just get this weird message. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know what that's about.
It's just about to happen.
Okay, good. The tap's coming, people.
The tap is coming. But, you know, partly that could have been me too. You know, but
oh no, that's fine. That's all right. You don't have to blame yourself. Yeah, we're just interested. It's you know,
I know, but
not a lot going on at the moment. I need to know if you've
these
got
these are
new
the
tap.
Things that are confusing.
Yeah.
And then we had you know an OT come and then he left, and then the support coordinator left, and then it just goes on, and then no one can find the paperwork from the person that came
that's
out,
right.
And it just goes on and on.
And it's hard and it's confusing and the jargon and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be better. I'm looking forward to sitting down with her and learning exactly what it is that I have been doing right, which is nice.
Yeah.
And getting the things done that have been really, really hard to get through.
Yes.
She said it actually doesn't have to be this hard.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Great.
So, so it's been all right. Number two, my Rose has only been on NDIS since March because she isn't as severe and the syndrome is rare. It's harder to get the rare ones on, but we're finally on third time. Lucky.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
we're fine without it. I don't know where we'd be.
Yeah.
My eldest has a stutter.
Yeah.
And she was deaf for so long and we didn't know. She learned how to form words completely incorrectly.
Yeah. Mm.
So once we get the stutter under control, then we'll focus on getting the airflow through.
Mm. Yeah.
That takes a lot of hours.
Yes, it does.
And I cannot afford that.
Yeah, thank God for the NDIS.
That's right.
It's just the best.
Oh my gosh.
I know it's got a lot of problems, but it's also changed so many lives.
It's changed our world.
Yes.
Totally so changed our world.
Very, very grateful to live in a country that has it. I know our American peas were like, what? When we talked about it. So,
Yeah, look, life before it is what I grew up with.
That's right.
You know, there wasn't even the early intervention. What's that?
Yes.
So
that's
we've come away.
Yeah.
We might have a fair way to go, but we have come a long way.
Yeah, well, you can actually, you can
I
say
can
that truthfully because you've lived it and are living it. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Well, I'm glad.
And we have things like two peas in a pod. So, you know, and I know I called in to say, look, I don't know how my parents did it without even just the knowledge that we get these days, let alone this amazing thing where you're not alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said to Mandy really early on, I listened to your pilot when it came out. And,
Thank you.
Then I couldn't listen for a while because of all my old baggage.
Yeah.
And that's then realised it was ridiculously healing in listening to you talking about your kids, all those things that as a kid, what you say as a parent, you say from the standpoint as a parent, as an adult, the way that kids hear it, especially when they have additional needs, it's chalk and cheese.
Yes.
Mm. So
be very careful.
For me, back then, we realised that we just missed each other.
Mm.
You know, Mum and I, we missed each other. We got a lot right, but there's some that we missed each other, which frayed relationships. But Now we're really strong and awesome, and you guys really help in making that connect. So for me, listening to you, it helped me understand my mum and really appreciate her more, and to heal those moments that are still in my mind that happened with, you know, my dad or my mum or my sisters, or talking through those moments that you guys did without even realizing it helped me come to peace with those, for me, were triggers and traumas. And now as a mum, and I'm, you know, I'm a single mum, I'm doing this on my own, it's really important.
It
because
is.
I, especially with the pandemic, I'm literally on my own doing all these treatments. That's it.
Hopefully we all feel less alone.
And
we're all flawed. Like, we all say things to our children that we shouldn't. Mandy and I have probably said things to each other that we shouldn't.
We've probably said
things in the podcast, you know. But I think if we – I remember saying this to Mia Friedman, because she said to me once – or not once, I've only spoken to her twice. that other day when we had coffee. And she said – you know, she said, oh, she's done some things on social media that people really got upset about.
Yeah.
And she said, I just wish everybody knew that I come from a point of – being kind, but I still fuck up. Right? And so I think that's what we have to be as parents. We are coming from a point of being kind, and we passionately love our children, but we're still going to fuck up because we're people we make the wrong mistakes sometimes. And sometimes we don't trust our gut, you know, and then we go back to regret that. But mostly I think if we just accept that we're, you know, apart from the dickheads, we are being kind.
But that's what this podcast for me has been really good at, because I felt I was failing so badly in those spaces where I said the wrong thing, I did the wrong thing, I reacted because I was ridiculously tired and stressed.
Yes.
That now I don't stress about. Obviously, I still don't like when it happens, but I'm gentler on myself. My girls have learnt how to apologise because I apologise to them.
So powerful.
So powerful. So, you know,
it's so powerful.
So understanding that is huge.
Well, thank you, because
We felt
that means a lot
too.
To us.
We were like, am I the only parent that feels like this?
No. But I mean, I remember turning up to Ortho Kids and you're in the car park and we're like, here we go. You know, that's like, we didn't know we were going to. Did we know we were going to be there? I don't remember.
No.
You just pulled up in the car next to me.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So the first, that's the only time we got our AFOs, because we got their AFOs done by the kids. So it was just by off chance that they sent us. See,
and
we're lucky.
Like, someone else knows to come here.
That's it. Right.
Or, you know, just that's powerful stuff.
Absolutely.
When you feel like you're the only one.
Yep.
That's right. And the slog.
The slog.
And it's not true. No one's, you know, we're not the only one.
We're not. That's right. Yes, but when you get in your own head, it's very hard to get out of it.
Hard.
That's it.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, now we're in all of your heads.
Seriously,
about that.
No. Look, I'm grateful. My number one is AFO girl.
Yeah.
When she's not in plasters, and we have both, so we have the same size shoe.
Yes, I'm jealous of that.
That is a blessing.
It really is for people. Okay.
It's expensive.
Yes, it is expensive. Yes. Well, how do you do it? Where do you get your shoes?
We go to and I won't be able to remember the name of the shoe place. It's just a regular shoe shop. I think we shop at the same place. The Clark's shoes are really good for AFOs. I really can't remember. There's one in Eastland.
Shoes and socks.
We go to Shoes and Socks. They know Clubfoot in there. There's always someone who has some knowledge. I just go there. I don't go anywhere else anymore. It's
You need the one-on-one support.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. So we just do that.
Yeah, great.
But I'm going to next AFOs around, I'm going to do a podcast of a guy who does those cool shoes. I went online and had a look at it.
Yeah, the Billy.
Yeah.
So rather than poor darling, she's tiny little stick. AFOs, and of course the shoes need to be ginormous.
Massive, I know. Get the Billy footwear. They're
really
made for them.
We'll be doing.
Awesome.
Yep, you might be able to get that on your NDIS.
Yeah, you can.
Yep.
I've got my plan meeting on the 29th of this month.
Yeah, so put that in.
Bring it.
Yeah, couple of pairs of shoes.
Yeah,
that she can do herself too.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get shoes over an AFO by yourself as a little person.
Yeah. School shoes, ba-bow.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. We could do a podcast just on shoes, but we won't. I think people know where I stand.
Well, Mandy, you dip in and out of shoes, so that's fine. People like it because it's real. You know, it's all real.
Oh, my goodness me.
Anyway. Oh. Thank you for coming. We're still going to do our cry.
Yeah, but have we missed anything? Laugh, have we missed anything?
Is there anything you'd like to say?
Look, no, look, I think living it has helped my journey. And I think if I've got anything to share, it's help other people see your kids for who they are.
Yeah.
And
100%.
And to support them and love them and the end.
Yes.
Really, it's so really true. It's really, really simple. And to understand that your friend might not be okay, who's just exhausted.
Yes.
And bring them a meal.
Yes.
Or something really simple. It's or a chat. Call them. They need someone to talk to. Tell them about the ordinary things that you did that day.
Yeah.
That's, you know, what I say. I've got a girlfriend who she has no kids with additional needs. She's got three adult children. She listened because I mentioned it one day, and she listens to understand me better. And that's everything.
That is very powerful.
It is
really
very powerful.
All I've got to say is just that, you know, and your kids will be okay. They often bring me in my surgeon, my plastic surgeon, especially in my teen, well, young adulthood, used to bring me in to show parents, you know, this is the end result. And, you know, she talks, she walks, this is how she looks, you know, and I don't look half bad now. So
no, you're actually quite attractive, might I say.
Stunning.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, you know, that's an honour to be able to go in and say, it will be okay.
Yeah.
And it will be okay.
Yeah, you'll get there.
It will be okay in that, I mean, whatever your journey is, however, you know, some of the people listening, their kids, you know, may not reach adulthood, but know your kids, and for them to know that you've got them and you love them and you see them.
That's all that matters.
That is everything.
Yep.
And the rest is just stuff.
Yeah, it is just.
It's really true. And maybe it feels even more so with the pandemic.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I feel like it feels like that for me. I'm just like honing more into my family more than ever.
Yeah. And I think things don't matter. Like, who cares if I have new clothes? Who cares?
I don't even care about clothes anymore.
No one's coming to your house.
No.
You don't need it. It's just really.
Miss Nine sleeping in the lounge room.
You guys are lucky I'm wearing jeans today. Seriously.
I dressed
Mandy's
up.
Wearing jeans.
Well, I'm actually, I should have worn more in the tracksuit pants.
Well, I've come straight from work, so I'm dressed in my work clothes. But
I am wearing my two pieces.
You are. You are. Very cute.
I think
cute
we need t-shirt. A photo.
We will get a photo on the socials.
I was going to wear it to your show, but
remember those?
Remember those days? Here's the posters.
Yes,
when we were going to do a show.
Reminisce.
Yes, Mandy sits right near the posters. Anyway, it's a memory.
We just don't know.
I can't even say
that we're going to do it because we don't even know.
No, we're not rescheduling anything. We'll just wait till there's a vaccine, then we'll talk to you.
Jeez, I hope we're still friends.
Mandy and I'll be friends. But as in, we won't be doing a live show.
Yes.
Until there's a
vaccine. I know.
Yeah,
just sucks because it was really good.
It was so fun. Anyway, we've done one.
Yeah, we did one. Well, we'll do our. Well, thank you.
It will happen.
Thank you.
And I will be there, front and centre.
Thank you for being a friend to me too.
Yeah.
And having a little voice in my ear sometimes when I was in despair. So
always.
Thank you. Thank you.
Would you like to do cry, difference, laugh?
Sure.
Okay. Cool,
anything that made you cry?
Oh, when that press conference happened and we're going back into lockdown.
Oh, what a surprise. That was mine too. So anyway, go for it.
Such a shock too, wasn't it?
Yeah. But it was just, you knew it was coming.
We did know it was coming.
We did.
But it was just.
We still had that little bit of human
all
nature.
Not again.
Yes.
And I didn't cry much because my girls were around.
Yes. No, you don't want to. Yeah.
It was just distraught.
Yes.
Because, you know, again, you close the door and there's the three of us. And then when the girls are with their dad, it's me and yes. you and me. And, you know, for the I hear you single mums and dads out yes. there, it's
yes.
tough.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and just my girls, how are the girls going to cope this time? Yes. Around? That was my main heartbreak. Mm. That was
yeah.
my cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair
well, it was mine too. And I tried not to cry in front of them, but I did because I was crying for them too.
Yeah,
and
that's
what are
it.
You missing out on as teenagers and that not would, being with your friends? Yeah. You're meant to be with your friends.
Yeah.
You're not meant to be with me.
No.
This yeah. is the time in year nine where you want to get away from us.
Yeah, 100%. It's the year.
You know?
Do you know what I think it was? We were just hitting our stride in the remote learning.
Yes.
And then we went back.
Yes.
And then we were just hitting our stride in being back and yes. the kids were loving it and my yeah. kids were
yes.
thriving.
Yes.
And then back to it again.
Yes.
I think
I felt devastated breaking it to them.
Shifting ground.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. I wasn't really so much crying for me. I actually yeah. thought I feel sorrowful for them and this is the changing landscape of their childhood and teenage adolescence.
They're not going to forget it.
No, and I didn't have an adolescence like that. Yeah. No, so I didn't have a grade four like that.
But it will be okay. They'll be 20 and they'll be fine.
Yeah, they will. That's right.
So. They spend a lot of time with me.
They're resilient. We're all resilient. Look what we've done.
I know.
The whole world.
I know. It's
just
true.
Pivoted and gone, okay, we're going to work like this. We're going to, it's just remarkable to me what we've achieved as a country and state. And So. I didn't actually cry when that press conference. I was just like, okay, you know, I think that I'm just going to go there when it happens. Like I just thought I've got enough on. I don't want to.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to see what happens with homeschooling and all that this time. Remote learning.
Yeah.
But last night, which I know this will be out of date by the time it comes out, I watched The Project and Carrie did her beanies for brain cancer. I cried the whole way through. Scholarship was like, just, I can't look at this anymore.
It was
just so.
It
was
very moving.
Moving.
Yes.
And beautiful. And just speaking to the doctors.
Oh, the prof. And I was like, we call our guy prof. Like, are they all called prof? Yeah.
It was just really good. If you don't live in Australia, we have a beautiful, the project that Mandy and I went on the TV show, one of the hosts of that, her husband passed away from brain cancer. So she has done an amazing fundraising for research.
Really has.
And she sells beanies.
Once a year.
Yep.
So. Maybe for the last three or 4 years, do you think?
I've had them all.
Four.
Yeah, okay.
Since her Logie win.
Yes. Yeah. So, and she did they have their regular news show, but they kept putting all stuff about the beanies and how much money they raised and. Anyway, it was just beautiful. And then they had all the faces of all the people this year that had passed away.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I was, just.
Miss Nine said, she is so beautiful.
She's beautiful,
and I said,
isn't
yes,
she
is.
Because on the inside.
Yes, she is as well.
It just shines through her. Not that I've ever met her, but I feel
like. No, but it does shine out of her because she is a human and she's had
passionate
pain.
About. Yes.
And that's all I'm trying to find from people. And when you don't often see that on TV.
No,
you can see
real.
Her journey through her eyes.
You
the way
can.
Really can.
You can see her sitting beside her husband and sitting an appointment after appointment.
With her child. Yeah.
Yeah.
And talking to that doctor. And then
beautiful.
Talking to him about the impact on his life.
Yes.
I was just like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
like, can you say that times 1,000 to every surgeon?
Yes,
and every, you know.
It was actually beautiful to hear from the medical
it was.
Team. It was really good. Anyway, it'll be on Catch Up 10 Play if anybody hasn't seen it and they want to see it. But it was really, really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe next week this time I'll have my beanie. I don't know how long they take to come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And did anything make a difference, Jodie?
Look, I think for me, this support worker.
Huge.
Yeah, I didn't realise to have a helping hand.
Yes.
In such a big space was massive because there's a lot of there's a lot going on for my girls at the moment. One of them's going in for surgeries, and there's home mods, and there's all sorts of things going on, and.
Yeah.
She was just able to go, you know what, it's okay, we're going to do this together.
Yeah.
And that just was awesome. That made a massive difference. I can go to bed and not worry.
Yes.
How beautiful.
It's great.
Yeah.
Huge.
That is great.
But she's one of my oldest friends.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
That's
so
lovely.
I'm going to get her in one day.
Yeah.
And her partner, who's my support coordinator.
Okay.
I think that'd be great to come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
What about you, Mandy?
Oh, me, I've got lots.
Yeah, good, go. We haven't spoken to each other on the couch yes, for 2 weeks. Yes, that's right.
So. Well, obviously me and the rest of the world was watched Hamilton on Disney Plus. Did you watch it? Oh, yeah. My gosh. I just, it was so great. Yes, I mean, I've listened to the soundtrack for a couple of years, but to actually watch it here in Melbourne, I mean, I haven't seen it.
Was it different in your head?
Yes. Yeah, it's completely different. Mm. And just picking up on their little faces. And the king was hilarious, apart from his saliva. But
maybe that's part of it.
Well, yeah, he does that. He said he spits a lot. I've been going down rabbit holes about everything. But and then I realised he was in Glee and then he's Christoph God, he's everything. Anyway, so we all loved that. The girls watched it with me.
We all watched it too.
Yeah. I watched it a couple of times.
Not to brag. Yeah. But I didn't see that cast.
No.
So when I went to New York, they'd finished. It wasn't that cast. But it's still, I just sobbed when I went and saw it live, and I've watched it maybe 4 times now on Disney Plus.
I know. Did you love it, Jodie?
I loved it. I've listened to the soundtrack that many times.
Yes.
Yep.
And I love musical theatre. I used to be, in a past life, legs and all, I used to be a choreographer.
Yes.
So that world used to be my world.
Yes.
So,
and just such talent. It. Like everybody on that stage.
Absolutely.
A++ talent. That's
it. They would have won every – well, they did win every award.
Yeah. Yep. You just watched it and it was just pure joy. Like everything was just – you know, sometimes in shows you have wow moments.
Yeah, yes.
But it was just...
From the start.
From start to finish.
Yep. And then I'm listening to Miss Nine. Bastard, son of a whore. And I'm like, oh my gosh. You shouldn't be singing this. And I'm like, oh well.
Well, you know, you listen to the songs that we were listening to and singing along, dancing around our parents.
Probably.
The words out.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. But anyway, no that's, different. It's right up there when you hear us singing.
I know, but
it was beautiful. So beautiful. And then the other one was Eurovision Fire Saga.
Oh.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God, you've got a treat. You have a treat awaiting.
You are going to love it. I mean, I am a Eurovision person. Everyone was tagging me in it.
Yep.
So the fact that there was no Eurovision this year.
I think I even tagged you.
Yeah, I was like, of course I'm watching this. All my girls watched it. We loved it. It's so funny. And it just... it's perfect.
I was telling Mandy, one of the work boys came, said, we're going to watch this. And then he's like, I wanted to watch it with you because he said, I knew. And I laughed from the beginning to the end. It was just joy.
It's joy. We all needed it.
Perfect.
It was like
Hamilton was given to us and Eurovision Fire Saga was given to us.
Oh, my gosh.
Will Ferrell. And because he's American too, so he was taking the piss out of Americans.
Oh.
It was very funny. Sorry.
And he's not pretending to not be 45 or 50.
No,
it's just so funny. Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
But beautiful.
And my girls are like, oh, there's, you know, so and so from Israel.
Yes.
Toy.
They had heaps
of. Bilal from France. And I was like, my girls know all the Eurovision stars.
Proud moment.
I'm very proud.
We've watched them for the last couple of years.
Yeah, it was like all of them are coming in.
Yeah.
So that was.
You'll love it. I just can't think of how you couldn't love it.
I know. Even if you don't care about Eurovision, it's gorgeous.
Yes. Friday night movie. Couch,
yes.
Glass of wine.
Totally.
Definitely.
Totally. So they were. And the other little one that I like watching on Facebook is called George the Mouse in His Log Pile House.
Oh, what?
And it's a little mouse. It's a little mouse. And the people set up like a table for him and they put little bits of food.
Is he a real mouse?
Yeah, he's a real mouse.
Oh, my God.
You watch him live. And so he comes out of his little thing and he's like, oh. And then you just watch him live. And then they set up a little, I don't know. All sorts of scenarios, a picnic, a little bridge.
For this mouse?
For a mouse.
What country is George from?
I think England.
Okay. Yeah, sounds English.
It sounds English. Like it's a little, it's so funny.
Okay.
Like the intricacies.
Good luck finding that, Akka, for the show notes.
George the Mouse in His Log Pile House. Facebook. Go and watch it on behalf of me. You can sit there for ages. And you're like, oh, here he comes. And then sometimes comes a little bird. Or
oh, my God.
It's like the elves in Fire Saga, those little houses, right? It's just oh, don't speak like that to the elves.
What are you doing?
Oh, dear. Okay.
So
that makes a difference.
My make a difference actually was I was talking to one of the boys that work for me this week, Ben. Ben's beautiful and amazing. And he's young, I don't know, 22, 23, he's a baby. And I was telling him a story and I was a bit upset. There was something going on and I was just talking to him and he just listened.
Yeah.
Like he just gave me that time. He's young. He shouldn't know how to do that to an old woman. And he shouldn't have to listen to me anyway, but he's stuck at work with me. So. They're not talking to anybody else.
Yeah, well.
And then he just said, Like, he just gave me a little pat and he said, I'm sorry, life, like, life is like that at the moment. And I just thought, that's a really powerful phrase.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I'm not fixing it, but I'm not taking it away. I'm not saying life isn't like that. And I just, it's really just sat with me for 2 days. I was like, wow, Ben.
Amazing, you know, emotional intelligence.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know single? If his family would say the same. No, he has got a girlfriend. but yeah. It was, yeah, anyway, just thought I'm going to say that to people.
He heard you.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I'm sorry life's like that at the moment. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So not that hard to actually say that.
It's not actually that hard to say it. So, yeah, it was very powerful. Mm. So he doesn't listen to the podcast, but good job, Ben. did anything make you laugh this week, Jodie?
Oh, gosh.
You don't have to.
I'll go last.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'm like, so the Outlander peas will like this one.
Yeah.
It's a new podcast. It's called Outcast and it's got David Berry and Tim Downey.
Oh, really?
So David Berry is Lord John Grey.
Yes.
And Tim Downey is Governor Tryon and they are interviewing people from Outlander.
Oh, smart.
So David Berry's Australian, Tim Downey's very British.
Mm.
And then they bring in like another cast member or they've brought in Diana who wrote all the books.
Oh, wow.
And then they act out a scene. And so Diana will be Jamie or... you know, David Berry's Brianna or whatever. Okay. And that's hilarious.
Wow.
And I have been chuckling. And the first episode's probably a bit slow,
yeah,
but they've got better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just funny. And they're talking about on this set of this day. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's just been joyful and funny. And I need it.
Lots of creative people. There's a lot of new podcasts.
Yes, there is a lot of new podcasts.
The anything they can do, but good. You pick through and you find the ones
yes,
that.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right. And that's fun. You know. It's just funny.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's all we need.
And they're talking about when I was at drama school.
Yeah.
And I had to, and David Berry's like, I had to be a cane frog for 6 months. And I had to act like a cane frog who was feeling depressed. And I had to act like a happy cane toad or whatever it was, you know. And I'm just like, okay, I don't know this world.
No.
This is fascinating.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, anyway, that's it. It's made me chuckle and I'm like, oh, I'm laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you catch yourself that's going, because I haven't been laughing.
Yeah. No, it's, you know.
It's serious times.
Pandemic, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got two make me laughs this week. The first one was... when I realised that we were getting the other week of school holidays. So in Victoria we got pushed out to 3 weeks of school holidays and I went and said to Buzz and Woody, oh, it looks like we're getting another week of school holidays. And Woody just like fist pumps and he goes, I bloody love Corona. I was just like, yep.
Of course you do.
Of course you do. This is your best life.
I bloody love Corona.
I was like, who are you, 50? I bloody love Corona. Anyway, I laughed about it for a long time. And the other thing, if you follow us on Instagram, you'll see that, or in the Hangout, we've got our new hoodies and Matt, our live guy, I put a photo of him on the, what's it called, Instagram.
Yes.
Anyway, he sent me the photo. And I said something to him. I said, oh, you've never looked so cute or something, you know, anyway. And he replies back. I just laughed for ages. He's like, I know, I'd even fuck myself wearing this. These are not usual texts I get, I should say. As a very boring middle-aged woman. For so long, and I thought he's never going to listen to this. He takes him; he's like ages behind. Oh yeah, he's useless because he's busy and he's a single dad, and he's you know
he doesn't need to listen to his rabbit on and on.
He's got a lot of people that have to listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah,
but anyway,
that's right.
It just made me laugh so much.
He is funny.
He's really funny.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's a comedian, but it's nice to have someone.
When he talked about the wind cheater.
I was
like, that's what I call them, too, wind cheaters.
Because he's like, hoodies? I thought they were wind cheaters. I'm showing my age.
Wind cheater. Don't you call them wind cheaters?
It's a jumper. Or a hoodie.
Jumper, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know, well, hoodies... I thought a jumper was like knitted.
Like this material.
Then a wind cheater doesn't have a
hood.
But when we were growing up, I don't think there were hoodies.
No,
there was just wind
it was
cheaters.
All wind cheaters.
Yeah.
They called them wind cheaters when I was little, but now they're just jumpers.
Now they're hoodies or jumpers.
Yeah,
jumpers
or hoodies. I don't know. My boys wouldn't know what a wind cheater was. If I said, go get your wind cheater.
I did laugh
but
at that.
But we laughed at it, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was funny. It's funny. So, anyway.
It's good to laugh.
It's good
you got
to
any, Jodie?
I have thought of one. I have three sisters and they've all got bubbies.
Yeah.
The younger sister has a baby. He's 8 months old, my little Teddy.
Yeah.
And a few weeks ago, we went for a walk around some bush, and he came with us, and he's strapped onto his dad, and he just smiles all the time.
Aww.
He's just the most beautiful boy, and he thinks I'm hilarious.
Perfect.
So, yeah. So we were going for a walk, and I was in front of him, and he called out to me, and I turned around, and he just started laughing.
Aww.
And then he stopped, and I turned around, and then he went, ah! Calling out to me, I turned around and started laughing. And this went on for like half an hour. And my brother-in-law, he sent it to me. And, you know, just in those moments where you go, oh, I just need something.
Yes.
You put it on and I'm just cacking myself watching it over and over and over. Just this joy in this little bubba.
Yes.
Nothing better than a baby laugh.
No, there's nothing better.
It's pure.
And this kid, like, old man cackle.
Yeah.
He is the best. He's so gorgeous. That made me laugh a lot.
Yeah.
And will continue making me laugh.
Yeah, you've got
Thank
it now. You.
You
can put it on when you're having a bad day.
That's
right. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
No worries.
Lovely to have you
it's
here.
It's an honour.
It's lovely to have you.
And thanks to the Peas for listening.
Yes.
You have to go rate and review.
Keep rating and reviewing.
Go to rate and review.
Yep.
Doing gets a us great in job. People's ears.
That's
how it works.
Yep. That's your job, remember? Yep.
Rating and reviewing gets people to see us. So
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. And we love reading the reviews. We got a beautiful one the other day.
I put it on
our Instagram.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I know. So, people are kind.
Yeah, people are kind.
And thank you for the supporters.
Yeah, thank you. You're the best. You're not the best. I love all of you.
No, everyone's, yeah.
Yeah.
But we just want to say thank you again.
A beautiful person who gave us money for their birthday.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Honestly, I cried.
I sent it to Mandy.
I know.
I was like, you people.
And we've been having some amazing emails too.
Really amazing emails. So I need to get back and see if we can read some of them out. But we'll be back to doing snap peas probably. So
we don't know. We're not
promising anything.
No.
But we'll do some.
We will.
Anyway.
Yeah,
we'll read some of those out. So,
yeah.
Because you people, your emails are beautiful and I do read them all.
Yes, that's right.
So thank you for sending them.
Yes, thank you. All right. Okay, well, we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.